By August, you're sick of the nights, but the nights keep coming. They don't change much. The insects get louder, maybe. It's summertime, and the living is hectic. As the sun sets at 11:30 or whatever time it finally sets in the summer, your child nature craves ascendancy, calls you to take over and remain on vacation. But there's work. There's raising your actual kids. There's an air conditioner bill to pay. You can't hear anything outside during the summer. The ceiling fan whoops over your bed. The chain, sometimes picking up a subtle variation in torque and swinging just enough to tap against the side of the motor housing. Loud, despite the bass hum of air conditioners near and farther off. And outside, a wall of insectile sound baffling, hiding the snuff of the bear and the sly scrape of the raccoon's fingernails over the rim of the garbage can. I'm sure there's nothing there. No need to check that the back door is locked. No reason to think someone's stealing up the driveway to break the car window. I can't hear it. You can't hear anything over that noise wall. Here are headlights, playing over the ceiling, a new sound. Something penetrating from outside. An engine, deep, approaching, brakes. Someone is out there. And every night it wakes you, 4:48, 5:13, 5:22 a.m. The brakes, a pause. Then you remember. Just as you hear the bagged newspaper flap onto the driveway, and the lights retreat, slipping back out the window into darkness. The car, audible from outside now, for a long time, as it drives away.